I don't like this. Logan, it's Tim Past. All right? She should have called by now. Talia should have called by now.
Oh my God, Charles. Maybe she's busy.
Or she doesn't get service.
Or she's being serviced.
Oh my God, that's gross. You know that, right?
Could you not feel the sexual tension back there?
I mean...
Holy crap, have you not hit puberty yet?
That's stupid. That's a stupid question.
So the answer is no, which means you have no idea what I'm talking about. Trust me, they're totally boning right now. Like, bow, chicka, wow, what are you doing?
Calling the police.
No, Charles, you can't.
She said to call.
And if we do, we'll never get another time machine to rescue Gabe and Riley.
Another time machine? Logan, Cronus is supposed to obliterate the entire universe. Thanos level stuff.
Yeah, well, we don't know that.
Yes, we do. Like straight from the mouth of the person from the future.
Relax. Just give it a few more minutes, Charles. If not for me, then for Gabe and Riley. Okay?
Fine. 5 minutes, okay? That's it. Wow. You can really see the stars out here.
Shut up, Charles.
Sorry. So, are you, like, really in love with Riley?
Why? Because if you love her too,
no,
I...
look. I just want to know what it felt like.
What? Love? I don't know, it's... I guess it's like hot chocolate on a cold day or something.
That sounds nice.
I keep imagining what our first kiss will be like. Under a tree, just like this. Shooting stars and stuff. I mean, I'll only kiss her with her conscience, of course.
You mean consent?
I'm pretty sure it's conscience. But the point is, when you love someone, you do whatever it takes to help them, Charles. And I love Riley, and Gabe too. Maybe I did treat him like crap, but he's my best friend.
Logan, that's why we have to call the police.
Have you been listening to anything I just said? Give me your phone.
Think it through, Logan, okay? Even if we did have another time machine, right? Which we don't. We have no idea when Gabe and Riley are.
Maybe they'll leave us a clue. I don't know, like a letter or a carving or a cave painting.
A cave painting? I'm sorry, but we have to do what Talia said.
Put the phone down, Charles. Charles?
You broke my phone!
I'm trying to protect our friends.
By breaking my phone? You stupid jerk!
I'm not stupid. Take it back, Charles.
That hurts. The bark is digging in my...
Screw the bark. You can suffer.
Wait, that's it. The bark's the clue. Bark, what are you talking about?
Get in the car.
What about my phone?
Get in the damn car, Charles.
You're buying me a new one.
Black Box, Episode 6, Shut Down.
Hey! You're gonna keep me cooped up in here for hours. Can I at least get a cigarette? Hello? Cigarette! Ugh, I know you can hear me. Hello?
So, you're a terrorist now.
Wow, that's your opening line?
Well, you managed to transport a top-secret experimental aircraft decades into the past and then destroy it.
Yeah, I guess that deserves a cigarette.
This is a non-smoking facility.
Does it matter? We'll all be dead soon enough.
That's right. You were ranting about universe obliteration. Care to elaborate?
Sure. As soon as I get that cig.
You won't, so drop it. Okay. I'm gonna level with you, Miss Anderson. It's no secret that you're smarter than anyone here.
Including Alvin?
Yes, including Alvin.
Huh. That's surprising coming from you.
Let's cut the chit-chat, shall we? I need you to tell me, in the simplest possible terms, how this audio recording ended up on the desk of a 13-year-old child.
Obviously, the 13-year-old found it after I crashed one of your shitty time machines sometime in the past.
But how, I wonder, did you manage to do that if time travel will, how did you say it, obliterate the universe?
Great question. You know, before I answer, can I ask you something? You don't know the first thing about all this, do you? Yeah, didn't think so. Look, time travel in and of itself is harmless. But the piss-poor way your boy Alvin is going about it...
So this is all Alvin's fault?
Oh, you think you aren't complicit?
This isn't about me.
No, it's not. It's about all of us. Because when Alvin overclocks that reactor, Kronos will incite a chain reaction that risks decoupling space from time and folding the universe onto itself. That means you, me, everyone, and everything will be squashed down to something even smaller than your and Alvin's pathetic manhoods. Are those terms simple enough for you?
I think they are. Thank you, Doctor.
And I still want that cigarette.
I'm sure you have some thoughts.
Yeah, she's obviously full of shit.
Is she? She seemed quite lucid when she ripped your life's work to shreds.
Well, she's wrong. That recording means Kronos works.
No, it means it crashed.
Look at me. You're shaking. Did you let her get under your skin?
Say that again.
General, I have the president on the line, sir.
Tell him I'm busy.
Well, sir?
Do it!
As you wish, sir.
Look, Alvin, I have cleaned up your messes for years. I'm old now. I'm tired.
I haven't done anything.
Not yet, maybe. But I have to be honest with you. All this talk of universe obliteration gives me pause. Because you see, Alvin, I'd rather not be crushed smaller than your pathetic dick.
Look, I am days away from showing the president.
No, Alvin, you aren't. Effective immediately, I'm suspending the program.
What?
So until we evaluate every facet of this and get to the bottom of it, Kronos will be on full shutdown. End of story.
Logan, where are we going? You'll see when we get there. It's pitch black. I can't see anything. Use your phone light.
I would.
But you broke it. Relax, okay? It's just ahead. Wait. This is where we found the wreckage. Are you insane?
No. Just stupid. Remember?
I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. I said that. I just...
Whatever. It's inside this tree.
What is this place?
Somewhere Gabe knew I'd remember. See that? Carved in the bark?
GJ and RD 1980.
Holy Pikachu, that's them! But there has to be more, like a secret compartment or...
Or an arrow pointing down?
How did I miss that? Start digging. You find anything?
Not yet.
Let me see.
Hey, just a Logan.
It's a tape player. Damn it, it doesn't work.
It's the batteries. Here, use this.
You carry a Pokeball? Seriously?
Do you want the batteries or not? Rewind it.
Is the recorder working?
Yeah, I think so. I guess we just talked into it. Okay, hi, Logan. We screwed up a bit. It's June 12th, 1980, but we're alive and we're okay. We're just trying to get back to you guys, but our car crashed in a ditch, and we only have 6 more hours until the engine dies for good, so...
Gabe, slow down.
Sorry, so the point is, we're okay, and we're leaving this message in case, for whatever reason, we don't make it back. If that happens, well, I mean, you'll know where to...
Did you hear that?
Hear what?
Did someone follow us?
Oh, crap.
Okay. Okay, we have to hurry. Logan, Charles, listen to us. If we don't make it back, we'll be at this tree every day until noon until someone can come get us. Do you...
They're coming. Get in the back. Bury it. Hurry.
What happened to them?
I don't know. Okay, but they're still alive.
Someone was after them. What if this was their final moment? What if this is all we have left?
They're gonna be okay, all right? We just need to...
Where are you going? To steal a time machine.
Logan, we can't.
We can and we will, because that's what we do when we love people, Charles. That's what we do.
Come on, let us go.
You can't just lock us up.
Here.
I've got you on multiple counts. So, how about you two start explaining yourselves and we'll see if you deserve to be in here or not.
What counts? We were just in the woods.
No. You were trespassing on a wildlife refuge.
It's not a wildlife refuge.
Do you really want to argue? Thought not. So, there's the trespassing, the theft reported from Fleming's, and one more. Oh, that's right. Counterfeiting.
Counterfeiting? Are you serious?
You think no one would notice your shilling bills dated 1997?
I can explain that.
Save it. Because here's what's going to happen. I'm going to ask some questions, and you're going to cooperate all pleasant-like. Let's start with your names and where you're from.
Well, that's just it, sir. I mean, Sheriff. We want to get back to where we're from. But we're running out of time.
For what? Making out in secret? Spare me. So how about those names? Let's start with you, Missy.
I really don't...
Name!
Taylor.
Taylor. All right. Got a last name there?
Swift.
Taylor Swift. See? That wasn't so hard. Now you, mister.
Macaulay Culkin.
Macaulay? Jeez, the names these days. Can you spell that?
Actually, no.
No?
I'm dyslexic.
I see. So is there a Mr. or Mrs. Culkin I can call?
Well, no. But I promise it's not because I'm trying to be uncooperative.
How about the Swifts? Do they exist?
Not yet.
Fine. You want to play games, play games. We'll see how that flies with social services and the district attorney tomorrow.
Tomorrow? No, we don't have that long.
Seems to me like you got all the time in the world. So I'm going to go watch MASH in the other room. And you two are going to sit here and quietly rethink your life choices. Comprende?
Hey, wait.
If you need to pee, that bucket's got your name on it.
But...
What? You commit crimes and Mac in the forest, but whizzing in front of her is too intimate? You're a hoot, kid.
I think we may be screwed.
How much time is left?
4 hours-ish.
Okay, we'll just put our heads together and figure a way out of this. What?
I actually do have to pee.
Oh, go ahead, I guess.
And not in front of you.
I'll look away.
First you kiss me, now you watch me pee in a bucket.
I'm not watching. And it wasn't a real kiss.
Yeah, I know that, obviously. Besides, Logan would never forgive me if it had been real.
Wait, what's that supposed to mean?
What? Nothing, just forget it.
Gabe?
I'm serious.
So am I. Gabe, tell me. Gabe, tell me.
He's madly in love with you, okay? I mean, he's been dying to tell you, like, forever. Like, forever, forever. And it's pretty much ruined everything because you've completely consumed every aspect of his life. Even that stupid drone thing was for you. Sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't realize I was such a burden.
No, I didn't mean it like that. It's just, he's all wrong for you, you know? I can't believe I'm saying this, but it's true. I mean, you like Battlestar Galactica. And you're smart and articulate, and you don't care about what people think. And is it bad that I actually do really want to kiss you, and I just...
I shouldn't have.
No, it's fine. I mean, I was... Was that a real kiss?
I think maybe we should focus on getting out of here.
Right, exactly. Yeah, focus is good.
I still really have to pee.
I promise I won't look.
No, I just kind of need a few minutes now. Yeah.
Hey, I gotta use the ladies' room. Hey, assholes! Come on, I swear I'll pee all over the goddamn place. I'll do it!
Oh, hi, Tall.
If my hands weren't bound, I'd freaking kill you right now.
Sit down, Tall. I said sit down.
What now? You gonna shoot me with my own gun?
Oh, you think I'm upset with you?
Well, you're always upset with everyone that isn't you.
You know, that's true. And I'm tired of it. I'm tired of making excuses. I'm tired of bending backwards to compromise my vision.
Alvin, put the gun down.
10 years, Talia! 10 years! I will not let that go to waste because of you.
Put down the gun. Think about what you're doing.
Oh, I am. So pay attention. I've rigged the system to fake a radioactive leak. In a few moments, alarms will blare, and everyone here will evacuate at least 1 mile out. But not us. I'm gonna prove to you that Kronos works.
And what if I don't cooperate?
Well, then I'll shoot you. So get ready. The alarm should ring in 3, 2...
Black Box is written and directed by Brian Siegley. Produced by Brian Siegley and Chase Kinzer. Starring Michael Cimino as Logan, Breck Bassinger as Riley, Chosen Jacobs as Charles, Jacob Bertrand as Gabe, Edie Patterson as Talia, with Joel McHale as Alvin, and Kelsey Grammer as the General. This episode also features Brian T. Delaney and Sabrina Gennarino. Recorded, designed, and mixed by Iceman Audio. Production sound mixing and dialogue editing by Evan Menick. Sound design and re-recording mixing by Michael Capuano. Music by Darren Morsey. Casting by Brett Howe and Mary Verneau. Production legal by Jordan Rock. Black Box is a Reverb production. To learn more, visit ReverbPodcasts.com and be sure to follow the show at Apple Podcasts or Spotify to receive new episodes each week.